Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast where Christ and Culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. So today's podcast episode is going to be a little different, and it may be different like this moving forward. I am in this season of the unboxing, and I feel like God is just changing everything, changing my content, changing my mindset, and he's changing it for the better. And I'm so excited for all the new that he's calling me to step into. I say this podcast episode is going to be different because you guys know I love to give you a topic, and then I always have points that support that topic. But during this episode, when I was taking notes, God was dropping multiple words in my spirit. So whatever he dropped in my spirit, whether it's on topic or off topic, y'all gonna get it. So grab your journals, because you never know when your word is coming. We're coming from the book of 1 Samuel, and we're going to be focusing on chapters 6 and 7, but specifically chapter 7, verse 4. When you're reading 1 Samuel chapter 6, it's talking about how the Philistines were fighting against the Israelites. And then when you get to chapter 7, it talks about how Samuel was talking to the Israelites, and he told them that if they return back to the Lord with all their hearts and get rid of their foreign gods, he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. So chapter 7 verse 4 says, "So the Israelites put away their Baals and Ashtarotes and served the Lord only." So this was after they had already lost the fight to the Philistines. Now Samuel is letting them know, if you return back to the Lord and put away your other gods, he will be with you. He will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. And what I wrote on the side of this verse is that they lost the fight for this reason. See, in chapter 6, when the Philistines came to fight the Israelites lost. And Samuel went to them and let them know, y'all got all these other gods that you worshiping. You focused on everything else except your relationship with God. You focused on everything else except increasing your prayer life. You trying to find every other way to get a solution for the problems that you have, but you missing the main thing. If you would just serve your God, if you would serve the Lord only, he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. And I wrote down, they lost the fight for this reason. And that's where today's title came from. God loved them enough to let them lose. And see, we feel like if God loves us, we will always win. But there's some seasons in your life where God has to love you enough to let you lose. And I came up with this title because as I continue to read, it says that when the Philistines came to attack the Israelites, they were afraid. When you read verse 7, it says, when the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines, because I already lost before, because I already went through a heartbreak before, because I already been without before, because I already got evicted before, because I already lost my job before. I'm afraid of this circumstance, even though I have changed my mindset and I've changed my heart. I'm afraid of this current fight in my life, but God is saying today the fight is fixed because I loved you enough to allow you to lose. You have to remember that there's no battle that you've ever lost that God didn't allow you to lose. He had to let you lose that. And in certain seasons, he loves you enough to let you lose. So it says when the Philistines were coming to fight the Israelites, they were scared, because this is the same people in chapter 6 that just beat them. So y'all know they was already thinking, dang, we about to lose again. I'm about to take another L again. I'm about to go through hell again. I'm about to be without a car again. I'm about to be without a job again. I'm about to be without food again. God, why do you keep allowing me to go through these stormy seasons, even though I'm seeking after you like never before? And God is saying today, I love
you enough to let you lose, but that doesn't mean I'm going to continue to let you lose. See, what the Philistines didn't know was that God, it says in verse 10, it says, but that day the Lord thundered with loud thunder against the Philistines. See, I can only imagine how the Philistines felt going to attack the Israelites, because I already beat you in the last chapter. I already know that I can win. I already know the type of power that I have over you. But what they did not know was that the Israelites had a heart posture change, that the Israelites changed their mindset and they gave their life back to God. So now God was on their side. Even though the circumstances in your life look the same, even though it seems like it's the same people at the same job or the same school or the same relationship or the same marriage or the same doctor and the same health report, the minute you decide to change your heart and give it to God, everything about that situation has to change. Everything about that situation has to shift. It may not look different in the physical, but in the spiritual, it's a whole lot of shifting going on. So it says that when they went that day, the Lord thundered with loud thunder against them, and the Israelites won the fight. So today's episode isn't too long, because I'm only here to tell you one thing, that God loved you enough to let you lose. See, you had to lose that job so you can learn who your provider is. They had to lose that battle so that God can show them that they were blessed beyond their circumstances. There's a battle that you face and you're heartbroken right now because you lost it. There's a battle that you're facing and you're heartbroken right now because you feel like God has forgotten about you. But God is saying, I loved you enough to let you lose, because I'm going to show you that not even your circumstances can stop the will that I have for your life. Not even your circumstances can stop the steps that I ordered for you. I loved you enough to let you lose those friends so that you can learn not to just let anybody be around your anointing. I need you to be a little more picky with who you allow in your presence. I loved you enough to let you lose that relationship with your mom so that you can learn how to walk in the steps that I have ordered for you and stop listening to everything that she tells you, because only I know what I have truly called you to. I loved you enough to let you lose. And see, that's the part of it, of this walk in this relationship with God, that we rarely talk about. The seasons where he let us lose, the seasons where we sometimes question, is he there? Because if you're here and you're a victorious God, why am I experiencing any loss? But sometimes you have to realize that it takes losing for you to even be able to see what it is that God wants you to see. See, you didn't really appreciate the car that he gave you until the car stopped working. You didn't really appreciate that job that you had until you got fired. You didn't really appreciate that relationship that you was in until he ghosted you. It takes losing things sometimes for us to see, dang, that job wasn't so bad after all, and dang, that car got me from A to B. It wasn't the newest, but at least when I needed to go somewhere, I could just get up and go without having to call an Uber. And dang, he wasn't the best boyfriend, but I'm used to calling me on Sundays and waking me up for church. See, it takes losing sometimes to unlock the clarity that God wanted you to see in the first place. So he has to love you enough to let you lose. You guys know my testimony about me moving to Virginia, and that's where my relationship with God started, when I went to Old Dominion University in Virginia. But what I don't often talk about is that there was some losing that took place before I did the moving. Before I moved to Virginia, y'all, my mom gave me all type of backlash. She did not, like, I'm the first one in my family to move out of state, so my mom was not having it. Me and my mom are extremely close. She did not want me to move. She did not want me to leave her. I remember at the time, the car that I had was a gray Honda Civic, and it was my car, but my mom was on it as a co-signer, and my insurance was under her name, and she was like, oh, I'm going to take the insurance off the car. I'm going to keep your car. Like, she was trying everything in her power to stop me from moving, but I knew that it was what God was calling me to do, and he had to love me enough to let me lose that tight relationship that I had with my mom, to say, Mom, I don't care what you're saying. I'm still going. This is what God is telling me to do. Now, me and my mom didn't stop talking, of course. Like, I didn't lose the relationship, but in that moment, it was a losing, because I had never had to have that type of conversation with her or that type of argument with her. So it felt like, God, you calling me to move out of state, but at the cost of my relationship with my mom. My mom is telling me not to do this, but you are telling me to do this. So I'm losing a piece of me in being obedient to you. And that's what it comes with sometimes, because what I want you guys to know is that the word of God will always come with pushback. You never gonna do what God tell you to do and the enemy don't try to send an attack. And in my case, he used my mama because he knew, or he knows, how important my mom is to me and how much I hold what she has to say highly. So it's like, she's the one telling me not to go. Maybe I shouldn't go, and maybe I need to stay, but this is what God is calling me to do. So you have to understand, when God speaks something over your life, there will be pushback, and the enemy will use anybody to try to get you not to do it. He'll use the most influential people in your life because he's trying to stop God's plan. But God said, I love you enough to let you lose that person's opinion, to let you lose that person's approval. Y'all, I had my uncle calling me, no, you got a great job here, where you going? I love you enough to let you lose the approval of your family and still do what it is that I'm calling you to do. So if this word is for you, today's seed is the lost lifesaver seed. Because even though it feels like a season of losing, even though it feels like a season of loss, I already lost the battle. The Israelites lost the battle. It was nothing else to discuss. They lost the battle. They also lost the ark. They had went through a season of loss. But this is a lost lifesaver, because if God allows you to lose something, that means that you didn't need it, or that it's in the way of a part of you that he's trying to birth. So this thing gotta go. I loved you enough to let you lose it because you didn't need it in the first place. I love you enough to let you lose it because it was stopping you from becoming who I called you to be. I loved you enough to let you lose it because it was in the way of what I'm trying to birth in you. I loved you enough to let you lose it. But what I love about God is that when you continue to read 1 Samuel chapter 7 and you get to verse 14, it says the towns that the Philistines had captured from Israel were restored to Israel. See, never again. And when you read, like, before that, I'm going to start at 13. 13 says, so the Philistines were subdued and they stopped invading Israel's territory. And then it says the towns from Ekron to Gath that the Philistines had captured from Israel were restored to Israel. God not only stopped them from invading Israel's territory, he also restored everything they had taken from Israel. See, God is such a good God that he not only loves you enough to let you lose, but after you lose, he's gonna restore everything that was taken from you. But you had to go through this season of loss, because in the season of loss is where the clarity comes. In the season of loss is where the lesson comes. In the season of loss is where the true level up happens. See, this world and social media will tell us that you only level up when you win, but God knows sometimes you gotta lose to level up, because when you lose, you get a better understanding of what you had in the first place. See, and you tricked me once, but you won't trick me against, because that first time I got tricked, my mindset got a little bit different. That first time I got tricked, something shifted in me. That first time I got tricked, I got a little more tougher. The first time I got tricked, I earned some stripes. The first time I got tricked, I decided that I would never be tricked again. So God said, I had to love you enough to let you lose, because there are some lessons that leads to level up that you can only experience in a season of loss. So I talked about how God restored Israel, but I also want to talk to you guys about how God restored me and my mom. So when I left and moved to Virginia, my mom was addicted to eating cornstarch, y'all. She got had low blood. And she will always be eating cornstarch. And she had already had a blood transfusion when I was in high school. So I'm like, God, I want her to stop eating this cornstarch, because I don't want her to have another blood transfusion. I really want her to stop eating this cornstarch. And so it's in a beige box. It says cream of cornstarch. You can actually cook with it, but the way she was eating it, it wasn't good for her. And it has three corns on it, and it says 100% pure. You can Google it, and the box gonna come up, y'all. She used to get that box, put a straw in it, and suck it out of the box and eat the cornstarch. And she would buy like 5-6 boxes at a time. So when I was moving to Virginia, I'm like, God, I'm moving to Virginia. I don't want nothing to happen to my mom. I don't want her eating this cornstarch. Break the addiction off of her with this cornstarch. Y'all, do y'all know that, and I swear, you're not supposed to swear to God, but I swear to God, I got my Bible right here. If y'all want my mama to get on my YouTube and tell y'all, I would have my mama to tell y'all, within 2 weeks of me living in Virginia, do y'all know they stopped selling the cream of cornstarch in the store? I still remember like yesterday, the day that my mama called me. She would always get it from Publix. And every now and then, because she had this thing where she felt like she was able to pick out the good boxes. Some boxes were more crunchier than others. So she would squeeze the boxes in the store to see which one she wanted. Sometimes if Publix was out of them, she'll go to Walmart and get it. Do y'all know within 2 weeks of me living in Virginia, Publix stopped selling the cream of cornstarch? And my mama called me and she said, girl, tell me why Publix don't sell cornstarch no more. Now, she didn't know that I had been praying to God for her to stop eating it, because now I'm in Virginia. The last thing I want to hear from 14 hours away is that my mama rushed to the hospital having another blood transfusion because she at home sucking on 7 boxes of cornstarch, y'all. She would buy 7-8 boxes at a time. So I didn't want that to happen, that I'm so far away from her. 2 weeks with me being in Virginia, my mama called me and told me Publix wasn't selling it anymore. Then she was like, but I'm on my way to Walmart right now to get it. Y'all, she went to Walmart. Walmart didn't have it in stock either. She searched for that, I think, for like a whole month. She wasn't calling me every time she went to the store to look for it, but I'm pretty sure she kept going to stores to look for it. And to this day, Walmart or Publix do not sell cream of cornstarch. You cannot go in a store and buy it to this day. They literally have a different form of cornstarch that's in like a yellow tube and it says like Argo on it, but she never liked that one. But the cream of cornstarch one that she did like in Florida, you cannot find it in Publix. You cannot tell me that God isn't real. My prayers. 2 weeks of me being in Virginia, them were out of stock. She could not buy it anymore. So not only did God force, basically God, I was praying for God to remove the taste out of her mouth, but God knows his child and he said, I got something even better. I'm gonna remove it out the store so she can't even buy it, okay? Like even if you Google it, because I Googled it for this episode to remember how the box looked, you can only order it on Etsy. Like somebody that, I guess somebody got a bunch and they're going to ship it to you from Etsy, but it's not in stores anymore, y'all. That's the power of God. So it felt like a loss in, you know, me moving away and her not wanting to and us arguing over it. But look what was produced from it. And that's just one thing that was produced. My mom had changed in so many ways for the better with me moving away, and our relationship actually got stronger. We on the phone every day, all day, because of the move and the ways that God was changing and working in me and my heart. I was telling her and he began to change and work in her heart. And I got family members telling me, your mom is so different and she really looks up to everything that you're saying to you. But all of that came from the move, which in that moment where we were arguing before it happened, it felt like a loss, but God restored everything. Not only were me and my mom tight still, but he also made it much better than it was before. He restored it to a higher capacity, because that's the type of God that we serve. So today's seed is the lost lifesaver seed. And you can sow that. So that information is in the description. $ the Christian Bay, PayPal, thechristianbay@gmail.com. Lost lifesaver. Because God, even though it was a season of loss, you saved me. Because I'll never lose again. I'll never go through that season again. I'll never go through that trial again. I'll never think like that again. I'll never respond like that again. I'll never trust that type of person again. I'll never put myself in that environment again. God loves you enough to let you lose because he understands the lessons that attach to it. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, I want to thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast, giving me the opportunity to be your vessel. Father God, I pray over each and every person under the sound of my voice. I pray specifically for those who are experiencing a season where it feels like they're losing, a season where it feels like they're lost. Father God, if they feel like they've lost themselves, it's just so that you can help them find a better them, Father God. So I pray that this word encourages them not to give up in a season that feels like loss. Not to give up in a season that feels like losing. Not to give up in a season that feels like you've abandoned them, Father God. Because even though the Israelites lost that fight, you were doing a shifting in their heart and a shifting in their mind that was preparing them for victory. That was preparing them to take back their territory. That was preparing them to be restored. See, God, you had to allow them to go through that loss so that the shifting would happen. So that when you restored everything that was taken from them, they would never be able to lose it again. Because now I got a new mind. mindset, and now I got a new heart posture. So Father God, I pray and I claim a new mindset and a new heart posture over every person assigned under the sound of my voice, Father God, that a shifting is happening in their thinking, that a shifting is happening in their walking, that a shifting is happening in their actions, Father God, that they went through this season of loss and they leveled up in the process, Father God, that everything that was taken from them will be restored and it will be invaded no more, Father God. So we thank you for the seasons of loss. We thank you for the stormy seasons. We thank you for the times where it felt like we was alone, but really you had a plan bigger than what we could imagine. We thank you, Father God, and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Loved enough to lose. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you on the next episode of the Christian Bay podcast and TV. Have a good day. Amen.